Short and sweet, bitch. Hello and welcome to episode one of the 8-Bit Soul Minisode. Well, what do we mean by a minisode, you say? Well, it's a mini episode where we focus on one topic for roughly 20 minutes or so, maybe a little longer. And with E3 now in full effect, we're going to have a few minisodes this week focusing on some of the main keynote conferences. And first up is Microsoft's Xbox presentation. So let's get straight to it, shall we? D, there were some big announcements today, so let's run over them and let's share some of our thoughts on what we thought about them. First off, there was the Halo 5 gameplay. Personally for me, you know I'm a big Halo fan. I thought the gameplay looked great. The new Warzone multiplayer mode looks pretty fucking cool to me. And Duke is in the game, and Duke looks awesome. And for those who don't remember, Duke was in Halo 3 ODST, and he was based off of the awesome actor... Who, Dave? Come on. Come on, D. Who?
I don't know. Nathan.
You don't know?
No.
Played Captain Malcolm Reynolds in Firefly. He's on the show Castle.
I said Nathan Fillion, but are you talking about Buck?
Buck. Did I say Duke? I'm an idiot. Buck. Yes, Buck. You're right. Buck. Buck. Yes, Nathan Fillion. He's in the game.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. It looks like he's a Spartan now.
Yeah, looks pretty freaking cool. I thought the game looked beautiful.
The art direction is sick, and the amount of like lighting and just how full everything was. Like, the original Halos were very, very sparsely filled.
Right.
And this is just so dense.
Yeah. And they showed gameplay footage, and the gameplay looked really cool. They had 4-player co-op.
Yeah, which...
Going live.
I would have been pretty disappointed. Like, I'm not a huge Halo fan in general, but my favorite thing in Halo was to group up with friends and play through.
Yeah, and this looks like it's... Oh, man, it just looked great. Looked great. And the new Warzone multiplayer mode, Bucks in the game. Woohoo! It looks like they have some new... like, if you're the one head guy and you're dealing with 3 AI, you can actually kind of...
Commands.
Direct them where to go. Give them directions of what to do. They were showing him setting waypoints so people would know, all right, we're going here, we're going there. Interesting storyline based off of what they showed, because it showed the Spartans working with some of the elites. So I thought it looked pretty cool. Comes out October 27th, I believe. You know, I think this is going to be a system seller for them. There's a lot of people who definitely still haven't bought it, and I think this is going to be a system seller. And something else I think is a system seller that was a huge announcement that personally I didn't see coming. I just did not see this
one. I don't think anyone saw this coming.
No. No. You know, he started off saying, you know, this is something fans have been asking for since we launched it, and boom. He could have probably dropped the mic and walked off stage after that point. Xbox is going to have backwards compatibility.
Yeah, so which is amazing. I mean, when PS3 came out and it had backwards compatibility with the PS2 and PS1, that was awesome from a gamer's perspective. I mean, we heard a lot of Xbox fanboys saying it didn't matter, you're moving on to a new system, blah, blah, blah. But now that they get to experience it and see it really work, hopefully this time, because it didn't really work for the 360. There was like a select group of games that could play.
Yeah.
But now that it'll work for downloadable, which is awesome. So like all those free games that we've gotten over the years and the ones that you loved but don't want to buy again, like everybody had Limbo and Fez and those kind of and Castle Crashers. And now being
Limbo's out for Xbox One now anyway. So.
Yeah, but well, I mean, we just got over the horrific launch of the Master Chief Collection, and now you'll just be able to play the ones that work.
Well,
and ODST with Firefight?
That'd be cool, but the thing is, all these companies that have HD remakes, are they going to allow the game to be compatible? Because they did say as long as the company allows it to be compatible, it'll be compatible on the Xbox One. So if they're doing a Gears HD remix that comes out, oh, I'm spoiling something there. And Gears HD remix that comes out August 24th, are they going to have the Gears trilogy backwards compatible? No, they're going to want people to buy it. Maybe they will. At the end of the day, maybe they'll say, yeah, go ahead.
It'll be like a timed exclusive.
Right. And they also said that it's going to be native. It's not emulator. So that's something that's big too. So it's going to have all.
That's the interesting thing, because they basically didn't change the infrastructure they were on. So we already knew that that was possible. And it's right. PlayStation that changed infrastructures.
Right.
Where the games aren't possible to do that right. way. So it's amazing right. that they decided to go with this, because it's such a great advantage to have.
Yeah. And then he's like, and you can get all your old games and play them for free. So that was a little dig at Sony too. But all of the titles, all digital titles that you have, apparently will automatically show up.
Awesome.
You'll have them. And game discs will work as well, as long as they said, as long as the publisher has it. There's already a list out there. We posted it on our Twitter feed just a few minutes ago that goes through all of the lists that are available for people who are in the preview program. Now, if you're not in the preview program, this will be available holiday of this year. But I think that's good, because they get to work out all the kinks. They get to work out all those issues. And then all of a sudden, boom, it opens up. Now, my question is, what about all those old arcade games? Because there were some great arcade games that I love playing. I hope they release those as well. I hope we can play those, because... oh, man, there's just some great arcade games from back in the day that I would love to have on my Xbox One. I only fear that this means I'm going to need to buy a big external hard drive.
You would have to. I'm already at 57% filled on my Xbox, and yeah. I have barely any games.
Yeah, I'm at 64%. So I have a bunch, and if we can do that backwards compatible, I mean, just think of those games with gold games we can play now. BioShock Infinite, which I never played, but I downloaded part of that Games with Gold. Does that mean now I can play that on there? Great. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's pretty big, and I thought that was a big announcement. Another announcement they made was that Xbox One controller.
Yeah, that thing looks pretty cool.
And it's really customizable. You can literally swap out buttons, paddles, thumbsticks, literally swap them out. You can remap the buttons on your Xbox One. And they had like trigger sensors and everything else on there too. That thing looks freaking cool, and it comes out this fall.
Yeah, it just adds one more level of elitism for first-person shooters though.
Yeah. I'm actually tempted to pick one of those up. We'll see how much they cost, but those looked pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, pretty I think it was cool. A great idea, because they're trying to make Windows 10 and the Xbox One basically like I don't know what the word would be. Just like sister products, basically.
Yeah.
So for gaming,
streaming between the two and stuff.
Yeah. So having the one unified controller that PC gamers are going to love, because it's far more customizable. There's more buttons that they can allocate, so it'll probably be a great selling point. I mean, I even have a wired Xbox One controller, but that's because I game on a Mac when I'm on Steam.
Oh, nice. Right. Nice. What else did they announce?
They announced ReCore.
That game looked pretty cool.
Yeah, the visuals for it seemed pretty interesting.
The announcement trailer was it looked really gorgeous. That's from, what's his name? From Inafune, Kenji Inafune, right?
Yes.
Creator of Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mega Man X. And that's an Xbox exclusive as well. But the announcement trailer looked gorgeous. That's a game that comes out in 2016.
Yes.
Now, a lot of these trailers we're talking about, you can actually go onto our Twitter page, and we have links to the trailers there, so you can watch them there. So have fun with that. Plus they're up all over the place. Xbox on their YouTube channel has all the trailers up as well. But they also announced Fallout 4. Honestly, I really don't care about that game. I know a lot of people love Fallout series. Not really a game I'm looking forward to, but I thought they did have a big announcement for Xbox One owners, and that's that mods created on the PC will be available to play, trade, do whatever you have with on the Xbox One for free.
So yeah, that was which is awesome. Again, PS3 had this with the Unreal Tournament game.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
That was great. We used to play it a lot, but that game flopped so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad that like somebody else is trying it again because it really was a great experience for those that got to use it.
Right. So that was pretty cool. What else? EA came up. Peter Moore, who used to work for Microsoft on Xbox, who's now the head of EA, came out and he talked a little about EA Access. And honestly, it was a little disappointing what he was talking about because he was just announcing that, you know, Titanfall will be available on EA Access this week. And then at the end of the summer, they're going to have Dragon Age Inquisition available on it. And he, you know, touted how you get to play it 5 or 6 days before games released. He neglected to mention that there's a 6-hour timer on it. So once you played 6 hours, you're done unless you buy the game and you have to wait until release day. But he also announced that they're going to have Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. And he showed a trailer for it. I tried the first one because it's on EA Access. So you're able to download it for free and I have access. And I wasn't impressed with it. I really didn't like it. So this is another game that I could care less about, kind of like Fallout 4. And for me, kind of like the next game we're going to talk about, they had a trailer for Dark Souls 3.
Yes, which looked cool.
It looks gorgeous, but...
But it's also, it was very cinematic. It definitely wasn't in-game.
And it told me nothing about the game. It told me absolutely nothing about the game.
I feel like the Souls games have already found their market, and it's not... I don't know if they would sell you on it. Like, it's basically... A big fuck you to a gamer. It's like, here's a game that's too hard to beat. Go after it. It's like, this is a way to build your gamer cred.
Right.
Which sometimes I enjoy. Like, I played Demon's Souls, and being able to play a game that you already had everything you needed to get through was pretty cool. But, I mean, after a while, I'm not a misogynist and trying to live through something like that, I just gave up after a while.
Yeah, I've never played any of those games, so I'm not... Couldn't tell you what they're about.
I'm tempted to play Dark Souls 3 just because it's newer. Hopefully it's not as slow kind of thing. But Forza 6 was announced.
Yeah, and they showed off the nice old Ford GT because it's the 50th anniversary.
Yep.
And that's going to be in-game as well. Game looked cool.
The big announcement for me was there's 450 cars in Forza 6, which corrects something that was an atrocity with the last one that almost made me not want to buy a Forza game again, was there were almost no cars in the other game.
Right.
Even 450 is still over 150 less than Gran Turismo, but... Once you get into, like, different versions of the same car, it doesn't matter as much. But 450 is a lot of cars to pick from. So it's less likely that you're going to be like, oh, I would love to play. And there's no... Okay, so they don't even have that company in this game.
Right.
And that's coming out September 15th?
Yeah. Forza 5 was the first Forza game I played. And you know what? I enjoyed it. It wasn't a bad game. At all. I liked it. I don't know.
The game itself, I didn't like that they kept releasing cars that are very monumental cars for $299 per car.
Yeah. Yeah, that got a little... Oh, and Forza 6 is going to have weather, all weather, as well as day and night driving as well. So that's something it didn't have before with 26 different circuits.
Yep.
They mentioned as well. So that's pretty cool. Moving along.
Division and Rainbow Six Siege.
Yep. Yep. Ubisoft. They showed off gameplay. Right? Was it gameplay or just a trailer? No, it was just a trailer, right?
Yeah.
For both? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was just a trailer for both. Was it
I'm
really
still looking forward to the Division. Game looks really cool. Looks really, really cool. And the great thing for Xbox One owners is they get exclusive beta access in December. So already we know the game's coming out in 2016, which is a bit later than they had first said. But still, we know it's coming out, and we get access in 2016. I'm looking forward. beta access in December of 2015. I apologize, but I'm looking forward to that. Rainbow Six Siege, comes out October 13th. This looks like it's just a bunch of multiplayer maps, right?
I'm not sure. This is a game that needs to give us more information before this thing comes out, because what it is looks cool. Like, it's basically like police scenarios of rescuing hostages or that kind of thing. And, you know, we have the airplane one. Last year we got the house with all the thing, like, blowing through fucking floors and shit. If there's enough, this could be really cool, because like Halo 5, everything's better with like your co-op friends, like at least four players playing together. But I feel like we still don't know enough about this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. They didn't really, they showed a lot of stuff, but we didn't get a walkthrough. We didn't get anything. It was just like, here's a trailer. But we don't know. Is X campaign? I mean, it just looks like it's all multiplayer. Are they taking the Titanfall approach? Don't know. But when you get the game, it also comes with Rainbow Six Vegas and Rainbow Six Vegas 2. So I heard those are, you know, I actually remember playing Rainbow Six Vegas. And that was actually one of the games with gold free games way back when.
Yep.
So those will be backwards compatible. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah, and those are great tactical games. They're just
right.
I'm kind of hesitant how they're going to hold up graphics wise.
Yeah, I agree. Then there was a game that actually you, I believe, have beta access to already, and beta access opens up in August, if I'm not mistaken, on something you originally saw out in PAX East and talked about a little bit. Why don't you talk about that?
Yep, Gigantic is coming to the Xbox One and Windows 10, which we described Gigantics in our PAX East coverage, where you're basically playing a MOBA, but instead of playing as the Guardian, you're playing as the minions. So you're helping your Guardian destroy the other Guardian, which the Guardians are large creatures. And it's you're still in a battle arena, and it looks really cool, actually. But it is not, like, it's not comparable with, say, something like Recore or Dark Souls for graphics wise. It has a very cartoonish style, but I feel like it's also made to run on any PC.
Right.
But it is a free to play that's going to be on Xbox One, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't Xbox think we One have any free to plays on Xbox, do we?
Yeah. Yeah. We were even in the beta for one of them.
Which?
The, what was that one? The one that you couldn't even get access to.
Oh, yeah. The Dungeons & Dragons one.
Yeah, and then there was the other one. Smite is a free-to-play as well.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Smite.
Yeah, I don't either of those games. So Gigantic might be hopefully the first good free-to-play.
Yeah, we'll find out. Beta opens in August, so try to get into that. Then Xbox went into indie game mode for a little bit.
Yes.
And they had some developers come on stage. They showed a bunch of trailers, blah, blah, blah. One thing's kind of funny when they come out on stage, they're like, my team of four people, or just the two of us, or I did this. It's kind of like, it's like a dick measuring contest. Yep. You know what I mean?
My
saying
brother
how
and
small
I.
your studio. Yeah. Saying how small your studio can be is now saying how big your dick is, which is kind of funny. But, there's some awesome looking games coming out. Let's start off with, Tacoma, which is from Fulbright. Mm-hmm. Which is coming to Xbox One and PC first, which kind of surprised me. Fulbright made that Gone Home game, which we talked about on the podcast, one of our earlier podcasts, mm-hmm. which I really wasn't that interested in. But this one seems a little bit different. It doesn't seem very Gone Home-ish. So I might give it a chance. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. There's something that I want to talk about in a little bit, and if it's part of this particular program, I'll definitely give it a chance. But the trailer looked cool, looked good, but we'll see. I don't know.
I would try it, but I don't have much hope for it, because it reminds me a lot of that game Ether that was just given away for free on PlayStation Plus. And you're wandering through like a scientific area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's a lunar space station, but and the AI of the building is kind of guiding you through, just like Ether. And it's another, like, there's a long list of games that are now, just like Fallout 4, that are added to a list of, if I was 16 and in high school and had a thing called Summer Vacation, done. Yes, I would play this. But now it's, I just don't have time to wander around.
I agree. What else? They showed Ashen, which is this Xbox exclusive, Xbox One exclusive.
Which I love the art style of this.
Yeah, the art style was pretty cool. I dug it.
It was like concept artist, like those quick sketches that concept artists do for color evaluation.
Mm-hmm. I thought it looked pretty cool. That's one I would definitely give a chance to. I like a lot of these indie games, but I agree. I like the art style on that one. I thought it was pretty cool.
But there's one you love more than
all. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it pretty soon. Then they also had Beyond Eyes. It's about this little blind girl wandering around.
That was a mixture of Unfinished Swan, which was a game where you had to shoot like black paint into a white room to see where you were, and the way Daredevil's powers are described in the new series.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, cool concept. It didn't really appeal to me.
Same.
I applaud them for doing it, and you know, it's great that they're putting something different out there, but wasn't for me.
I feel like this is one of those games to just add to the cannon fodder of, like, games can be art, too.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of games that can be art, and one game that did appeal to me, they showed off Cuphead.
Yes. So good. Yeah. This trailer actually blew away the, like, 2 seconds we got.
Before. Oh, it was fucking awesome. I can't wait to play it, but I'm also pissed that it's not coming out until 2016.
Yeah.
And it's an Xbox exclusive as well, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But, oh, man, the animation art style. I mean, it's that old 30s art style, those 30s cartoons, just captured to perfection. And like Dee said, like you said, man, the trailer just, it was exploding with goodness.
Yeah, even the, like, the 2 seconds of the storyline that we got was, so basically this is a 1930s, like, color cartoon. So it feels a little bit like the color combinations of, like, Pinocchio or some, or Snow White. Not the art style, but the color selection of what it faded out to. And then we had during the story, it looked like they almost flashed back, and we got a Steamboat Willie style dealing with the devil during a blown craps game. And you're just like, this is amazing. This is so amazing. The
game just looked so awesome. And we got to wait till 2016, which sucks, but it looks so cool.
Sure.
So cool. Can't wait for that one. Xbox came and they announced something I thought that was pretty cool. You know, if you're on a PC and you have Steam, this is nothing cool. But for a console, I thought it was pretty neat. They announced the Xbox Game Preview. Basically, it's Xbox's version of Early Access, where all these developers will put up their game and you can download it and play it to see if it's something you like. Basically, they described it as download the game. If you like the game, sign up for Early Access. You can play a little bit more. And then when the game's out, you already know what it's like. You can purchase it. Or if you don't like it, you don't have to bother with it anymore. I thought that's pretty cool. And I think that's something I would like to try out.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. I'm glad that they gave that option to play it for free rather than like some early access where you pay.
Yeah, I don't like that on Steam.
I don't like that idea at all because you're paying for an unfinished product.
Yeah, I heard of people paying $15 to get alpha access, not even beta access, alpha access. You couldn't pay me $15 for some of these games, alpha access. Well, maybe you could. But I would never pay for alpha access. And that's what I like is that these are all free trials.
Yeah,
and one of the games they mentioned is DayZ. Mm-hmm. And
which
that's going to come.
Weird.
Is that a game that's already been out?
Yeah, it's been out for a long time.
On
it's
what
actually a mod for Arma 2.
Ah.
And then on Steam.
Okay.
So a few years ago, it really blew up, like became huge. And mm-hmm. then it released its own like standalone version.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but it's never been on console. So that's might be you're getting early access to the console version because cool. it definitely has to be ported.
Nice. But
that's a survival game.
Right. Cool. So yeah, so Xbox focused on some of the indie games, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, they showed a montage of a lot of other different games. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to come out with some good indie games. I'm looking forward to that because nothing beats a good indie game. Then they moved into some of the more mainstream stuff, and one of the big Xbox titles, I should say, that comes out this holiday season. Was it November or December?
November
it comes
10th.
Out. November 10th, that's right.
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Yep, Rise okay. of the Tomb Raider. Looks pretty, but I'm not interested.
I'm interested. I mean, I don't know why I never finished the last one,
mm-hmm.
but I know I liked it. It might have been too open worldish for me, could so be. It might come down to that. But it kind of had a... Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird that she doesn't look like Lara Croft at all anymore. She doesn't even look really like young. The Lara Croft from the last game.
Yeah, she looks young.
Yeah, she looks even younger than the one yeah. before, which was supposed to be her first mission.
Right.
So, but I mean, you know, it had everything you like about Uncharted and Tomb Raider, which is climbing up shit and shooting people.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're into that,
interested to see it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a neat presentation. They showed gameplay, you know, this whole ice scene with her ice climbing and everything else. So it was pretty cool. Then they moved on to Rare, where Rare announced this Rare Replay, which is $30. And basically you get access to a bunch, and I mean a bunch of Rare classics, right? Like Viva
Pinata. Yeah,
they had
a huge amount in that list.
Yeah, they had a huge amount of the old Rare games. And it's for $30. So I know quite a few people who actually are excited for that because they love those old Rare games. So that was pretty cool. But then Rare announced a new game, Sea of Thieves. And it's a new game from them. It has an interesting art style on it. It looks like it takes place, you know, back in
it
the...
It looks like it takes place in Monkey Island.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, what is this, Monkey Island? But then everybody's like, no, that's Telltale. I'm like, yeah, it kind of looks it, though. It takes place back, you know, when you play pirates and all that. Not really a game for me.
No interest at all.
Yeah,
I love the art style. It looks great. I'm sure the gameplay is fun. I didn't like being a sailor in Assassin's Creed. I don't want to be a sailor in this.
Right. Moving on to another game that I really don't care about, but looks nice, I guess, Fable Legends, which is their free-to-play game that comes out.
Yeah, I loved Fables 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have any interest in this.
I have zero interest.
But they didn't really give us enough to really explain what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a free-to-play, so
I'll
you never
try
know.
It.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a shot. Who knows? Moving on. Microsoft came out and they were touting, you know, their little deal with Oculus Rift. How they're going to have access to the Oculus Rift. You're going to be able to stream Xbox One games to the Oculus Rift as long as you have a Windows 10 computer to do it with. So that's kind of cool. But then they brought out, which I thought was at first, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? It was the HoloLens.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they demoed that a few months ago? It's like, oh, cool concept, but you know, you need to see it in action because I don't think it'll do that. So then what they did is they're like, we're actually going to have somebody wear a HoloLens, but we're also attaching this special camera, which will actually show you what the person wearing a HoloLens is seeing. So not only is the guy using HoloLens and viewing this, but you're going to see basically what he's seeing with the HoloLens. Mm-hmm. And they showed off Minecraft on it. And holy shit. Now, I don't care about Minecraft. I don't play Minecraft. My son loves Minecraft. He has it for the 360, for the Xbox One, and for his iPad. But I don't give a shit about that. But if they can do this with other games, it looked fucking awesome. didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it looked okay. I was not as big on it as you. I mean, it's...
I like the whole concept of it. Like, literally, they had a table there, and he put it on, and he walks to the table, and you do this motion, and all of a sudden, you could just see the city just build itself up. Mm-hmm. It's not virtual reality. It's like an augmented reality.
It's augmented. I mean, it's like the 3DS and the Vita when you would use the augmented reality cards to have, like, your little fighters fight on a table or in a street.
Right. But this, to me, looked better.
Looked outstanding. I would hope a demo would look better.
But I mean, yeah, he was playing the demo. He was playing the game. I mean, you saw him pinch and move things around and stuff.
Maybe he was.
He interacted with it. So that was pretty... If you get a chance, go online and watch it. Watch that section. I thought it was pretty cool. But that's just me. That's just me. All right. Wrapping up. You know, that's why this is a mini-sode. We don't want to spend an hour on it. Yep. Wrapping up with the announcement many of us were waiting for. Gears of War HD Remake. Confirmed August 24th.
Wait a minute. That's not what I was waiting for.
That's what I was waiting for. Actually, I was waiting for more than that, but that's one of the things I was waiting for. August 24th, HD Remake coming out, confirmed. And you can play the multiplayer beta for 1 week starting today, June 15th. And I'm so glad to say that as soon as E3 was over, I got a message in my inbox from Microsoft saying, congratulations, you're in the beta. Here's your code. Download it now.
I don't understand. If your system's backwards compatible, what do you need a HD remake for?
Because it's not backwards compatible yet. I'm not in the preview program, and it doesn't launch until winter.
December.
Holiday. So that was awesome. They didn't really show anything off of it. They just showed off, like, you know, a couple of screenshots and stuff. But what they did show, and they showed actual gameplay footage, was Gears 4. Not Gears of War 4, just Gears 4.
Mm-hmm.
Two totally new characters, took place at night, and I thought the lighting looked amazing on it at night. Like that one scene in the beginning where they're walking up in all the foliage and the flashlight, mm-hmm. and how it was coming through some of the leaves and stuff, I thought that looked great. Some new creatures, showed some big storms, some castle. You know, I thought the people looked great in it. We had a guy and a girl that were both Gears, cogs, but I noticed somebody tweeted that when they were looking in the sky, you could see two moons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah, the planet that Gears of War took place on, according to its mythology, you know, because it's based on books and everything else, only has one moon.
I just picture you wearing glasses and pushing them towards your face.
Yeah, well I'm not. So, actually, no. So Sarah only has one moon. So, I was talking to other people and we were speculating, when would it be? Would it be after? Would it be a prequel? What would it be? And I was like, well, we know that they have other colonies elsewhere. So maybe it's taking place on another colony. And apparently that's what this is. Because yeah, it had new creatures that we never have seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And the planet has two moons. So I thought that was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, what looked like to be the main character was a little generic-ish.
Yeah, but we don't, you know, I mean, and the game also isn't coming out.
Flat falling sarcasm.
Yeah, and also the game doesn't come out until holiday 2016.
Yeah,
so we have over a
long wait.
Long wait. Yeah, so we have over a year, and I'm sure they're going to polish it even more in that time. And it'll look, and I thought it looked really good now.
Yeah.
Already. So that's what I'm looking for. So,
or they'll just tell you that was running on the HD remake engine.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. But so that was the press conference.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty strong press conference.
Yeah, they focused on games and games only,
and we didn't waste too much time on virtual reality.
No, and even then, it was a game that they were talking about, which was kind of neat. Because I think they, you know, in the future, they could probably apply that to some other games. So that was pretty cool. I thought it was a good press conference.
Yep.
Interested to see what goes on with the other two big ones. Nintendo's is tomorrow, and Sony's is tonight. We'll have a couple more of these mini-sodes coming up later this week. pretty soon. We're going to focus one on each big announcement, big press conference. So I would give them an A-.
Sure. I'll agree.
I would give them an A-, definitely an A-. I thought they came strong with the backwards compatibility and all of the features available for the backwards compatibility. You can still do the game DVR. You can freaking stream those games, take snapshots, everything. And I thought that was big.
I think streaming the backwards compatibility is going to be the biggest thing of E3.
Yeah, I thought that was big. I would give them a good A. You know, there was a couple things I didn't care for because they're mostly games I don't give a shit about. But they had some games that really made me look forward to the coming year. So A- for me, A- for you. Sounds good. I think this is the end of episode, or excuse me, minisode one. Look forward to more minisodes. Yep. So we're done?
Yeah. Just follow us on at 8bytes on Twitter for the rest of the live stream.
We live tweeted the whole Microsoft conference, and we're going to do it for Sony and Nintendo as well.
Yep.
So head on over to twitter.com/8bytes. Check us out on 8bitsoul.com. Yep. And check out our Facebook page. We will talk to you soon. Keep an eye out for the other two minisodes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Lay.
Short and sweet, bitch.